In your darkest hour, will God help you? Real Life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Jim Woodford, who was on our previous show, who cried out to God when he saw hell.
That is so scary. And we hear of those often, those stories, and even friends we've met who have experienced either a vision, dream, or been to hell, died and came back.
Right.
And wondering, in your time of trouble, just here on this earth, will God be there for you?
Right.
And I know in my darkest hour, I was very suicidal, very depressed, and very alone. Even though everyone was around me, it was very dark for me in that time. Mm. And I remember in my darkest hour calling out to Jesus, not thinking there'd be an answer, but he came through. And that is why I serve him, because he was there. No one else showed up for me, but Jesus was there for me. And there's a scripture, Psalm 23, that's very popular. Verse 4, it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me." So when no one's there for you, when you call out to Jesus, he is there for you in the midst of your trial, your darkness, even unto death.
I think we all need to know, who are we going to call out to when we're in our deepest, darkest hour? Everyone will go through a deep, dark hour. Everyone will go through a hard time. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter how good things are going. Eventually, there will be that time of testing where the enemy will sift you. You know, there'll be that time where he's going to attack, because he doesn't like people, and that's what his job is.
And the enemy is the devil.
The devil,
the one
right.
who's against God's people or people in general.
And I'm talking as a person here who used to never believe in hell, who used to never really believe in the devil or anything like that when I was an atheist. But I have come to understand that these entities are real, and hell is a very real place. What I really love about what the Bible says in Romans 10, verses 13, it says, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." I mean, when you think about that, who do you really reach out to? When you call upon the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus, Yeshua, he will respond. I've experienced that in my life. I didn't even mean to have him respond, but he responded to me. And that's what shocked me. Like, oh my gosh, Jesus, you're real.
Yeah, he'll save you, set you free, and deliver you. Let's hear right now from Jim after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Young Living Essential Oils and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Young Living is the leader in 100% pure essential oils, providing natural plant-based ways to improve your health while replacing many chemical-laden products in your home. People have been using essential oils for thousands of years, even in the Bible. To order, just visit wearingsharingcaring.com today, and for a limited time, receive a free gift to help you get started. That's Young Living Essential Oils at wearingsharingcaring.com.
We're excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does he allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us once again is Jim Woodford. He had an amazing experience, in fact, a very scary experience where he died, and he's going to talk about that a little bit on this show.
Yeah, I mean, he basically had an opioid overdose of pain medication. He was just having so much pain. He took some more, not realizing what would happen. Had a horrible effect. He has this amazing experience where he looks back and he sees someone in his seat in his car, and then just realize he's staring at his own body. He's having an out-of-body experience.
And you know, he had this rare disease that he had been battling for years and otherwise was healthy till he got this disease that was deadly. And we're going to find out more from him, where he went and what happened. Jim, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kathleen. Nice to be back.
So I understand you were looking at yourself, you were angry because some guy's in your truck, but then you realize, that's me in that truck. And you couldn't get to yourself. You couldn't even get back to your body if you tried. What happened?
Yeah, that must have been horrifying.
Well, as I struggled to get back, suddenly something incredible happened. I began to rise. Now, as a pilot, I'm a good judge of altitude, and suddenly I'm at 1,500 feet, and I can look down and see my truck. I could see my body through the rear window of the truck. And then at about 1,500, 1,600 feet, I tilted my head up, and I look up, and there it was. This incredible circle of bright light. The tunnel of light. Look, I never paid any attention to people that have had near-death experiences. I thought they were all flaky. But it's true. There's a tunnel of light, Kathleen. Mm. And suddenly, as though I had hit the thrusters on one of the jets that I had flown, I went zipping into this tunnel of light at incredible speed, and yet no sound, leaning back at about a 45-degree angle with stars streaming past me. And I was terrified. But almost in the blink of the proverbial eye, I come to an entrance or an exit. It's covered in mist. The tunnel closes behind me. I have no choice but to step through. I put my right foot out through the mist, as you would stepping into some place that you can't see and it's unfamiliar. I sense there's something solid. I bring my other foot out. The mist clears. I look down, and I cannot believe it, because I'm standing on the most incredibly beautiful green grass I have ever seen. Wow. I now know where the saying comes from, Kathleen. The grass is always greener on the other side. They're talking about heaven.
Wow.
And light radiating out from the grass. I look up and the mist clears. It's as though there's a dividing line in front of me. And here is where I talk about being poised between heaven and hell.
Mm.
Look, I'm not a theologian. I have people say, well, you know, were you in heaven and how could hell be? I don't know. All I know is what I saw. But there was a dividing line. To the right was this incredible pearlescent light. You know how you get up early in the morning and you look out on a pasture and you see the mist hanging over the trees and over the flowers?
Yeah.
There was millions of flowers peeping out of this mist. And it was so beautiful. I couldn't see the sun, but there was a sense of brightness. But then to the left of that dividing line, the beautiful green grass went from green to brown to scorched to black and then dropped off in a deep abyss, a chasm.
Mm.
And I was struck by the huge difference between the two scenes. And I leaned to the left to look down, and the walls of this abyss were shiny and black like coal. And as I stared down, suddenly I saw a light right at the base, like a red firelight.
Mm.
And suddenly I was overwhelmed by this incredible smell, the stench of death and decay. And to my absolute horror, I saw a door opening far below.
Oh,
suddenly
gosh.
Something emerged from that door and looked up toward me with such a look of hatred and malevolence in its eyes that I stepped back in horror.
Oh.
And it climbed rapidly up the pit toward me. And it was such a sense of evil and foreboding and just intent to do me harm that I reeled from it. And I sensed it rear up behind me and actually reach out and touch my shoulder.
Mm.
Remember I said there are six words in the prayers of my family? The first three were when I cried out in the truck, God, forgive me. But then in my absolute terror, I raised my hands to the light to my right and I cried out, God, help me.
Wow.
God, help me.
Wow.
And the instant I did that, Kathleen, three distant stars, points of light appeared in the mist coming rapidly toward me, so rapidly that in an instant they were in front of me, three of the most incredible beings I could have ever imagined. And as their light flooded over me, it flooded behind me. And when it touched that creature that had tried to grab me, it shrieked and screamed and scrambled back down that hole like a rat running for cover.
Oh my gosh.
And I turned to see, and I can't believe it. I had never believed in angels or in God. And I'm looking at these three magnificent beings coming toward me. Kathleen, they're huge. Mm. Angels are big. The first one was 10 feet tall. The one behind was 13. Coming behind him was one about 15 feet tall. And they came up toward me with such a look of beauty on their face and this sense of love and protection that flooded over me.
Mm.
And suddenly one of them put his arm and his wing around me. And there I am, cuddled up to an angel.
Mm.
And I felt that I had finally come home.
Mm.
And he smiled at me. I say he, gender doesn't matter. They had the tenderness and look of a female, but the strength of a warrior. And as I reached over to touch his arm, suddenly I felt I had overstepped my bounds, and I took my hand back. And when I did, the light of his body clung to my hand, Kathleen, till I got it about 6 inches away, and then it released and went back into his body. I tell people now that the love of God is sticky, Kathleen, if it wants to cling to you as it clung to me.
Wow.
That's amazing.
They told me they were my constant friends. They led me through this incredible paradise, what they call the walled garden, the outskirts of heaven. And then they elevated me to allow me to look into heaven. And my vision had become as though it were IMAX. I saw everything in 3D, everything in peripheral. I had 360-degree vision. And they showed me the halls of knowledge, the halls of learning, the halls where the souls of aborted children go to when they refuse life on earth. I mean, it's so incredible how it is organized. And all the time, I was being filled with this knowledge of heaven that I've now transferred into 6 journals to never forget a moment of what I saw. But the most incredible part of the journey was to see Jesus, to actually see this golden light, this being, this golden light that flowed from him. It behaved like water, but it was light. And when that light flowed over me, I felt as though I had come home finally, that this incredible being actually existed, the Son of God, the living Christ.
Well, let's talk more about this experience with Jesus and the mission you had when you came back. And I want to hear a little more about heaven on our next show, and I know our guests do as well. Thank you so much, Jim. We look forward to having you on our next show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think after listening to this show, I know that many listeners right now are just kind of sitting at the edge of their seats like, whoa, I am myself. That the reality of heaven and hell are so real. That it's not just this mystical or, you know, fake fairy tale. It is more real than even reality itself. Lord God, I pray that you'd give us the understanding, all of our listeners, just the revelation of the reality of heaven and hell. And how that all we need to do is call out to you. The Bible even says, all those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if there's someone listening saying, you know, I don't know if I'm saved, or I don't know if I know this God, and I want to now, just call out and say, Jesus, I call upon your name. And I'm asking you to help me, save me right in the situation that I'm in my life right now. Help me in my life. I call out to you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Call out to him. He loves you so much. And as he did with Jim, he forgave him. And Jim asked that key word, God, forgive me. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.